I think I'm done with dating apps for a while. Every date I go on feels so tedious. Like we both know we're not meant for one another, but we go through the motions of pretending we could be. And for what? It all just seems kind of pointless. The woman I met with tonight was on her phone through half of our dinner, but to be honest, I'm kind of glad we didn't have to fill our time with small talk. Whatever. If I'm meant to find love again, I'm sure it'll find me. For now, I'm more than happy as a single dad. More time to spend with my son and focus on my business. Speaking of, I hope he's asleep by now. You seemed like you could handle him, but the smooth talker probably convinced you to let him stay up until I get home. The house is quiet except for the sound of the TV. I make my way to the living room and see you lounging on the couch. This is your first time babysitting for me. You came with a great recommendation from my neighbour. You just finished college, I think, and you're spending the summer at your parents' house while you prepare to move to Amsterdam for a job. Hey.
Oh, hey. There you are. Good date?
Yeah. Actually, no. not really. It was pretty bad, now that I think about it.
Oof. Sorry to hear that.
Your smile catches me off guard, and I catch myself staring at you for longer than I should, before I break eye contact. When you arrived earlier, I was kind of nervous about my date, not to mention running late. I don't think I took the time to really notice you. I sit down on the couch beside you and slide my hands behind my head. Ah, that's okay. Honestly, I'm not too disappointed. It was nice to go out, but you can't force these things, right?
No, you definitely can't. I'm surprised, though. I mean, come on. Who wouldn't want to go on a date with you?
I'm a little taken aback, and I hope it doesn't show. Was that you just being polite? Or are you hitting on me? You're quite a bit younger than me, but maybe you're interested. I glance over at you, and something just kind of washes over me. I'm really attracted to you. Oh, damn. Talk about a stereotype. The divorced dad who's interested in his kid's babysitter. Yeah. But really, I mean, oh, fuck. There's something very sexy about you that I can't quite put my finger on.
Your son was great, by the way. He's, wise beyond his years.
Oh, good. Yeah, he's 7 going on 17. My mind quickly turns to fantasy. How would your lips feel on mine? Would you like the feel of my hand going up your back? My fingers playing with your nipples? Is there a spot on your body you love to be touched? One that makes you arch your back and bite your lip?
So...
Oh, right, yeah. Here, let me get you some cash. Thanks for everything tonight.
You look like you spaced out there for a second. What were you thinking about?
Well, to be honest, I was thinking about you.
Me? What about me?
Your eyes. They're really beautiful. And that dress. It looks great on you. I search your eyes and see that you're enjoying this little flirtation we've somehow stumbled into.
Huh. That's funny because I've been thinking about you all night. Your eyes, your mouth.
You lean forward closer to me, your lips parted, and run your tongue over your lower lip. Holy shit. The shape of your breasts in that dress. Damn. They're perky, not quite round. And two tattoos curl around your upper arm. I wonder if you have any more I can't see yet. And your thick, delicious thighs look so damn squeezable. And suddenly you lean forward and kiss me, pressing your body into mine.
I was pleasantly surprised when I met you. Most of the people I babysit for are not as intriguing as you.
Oh yeah? And how am I different from them?
Well, you seem to have a soft side behind that whole tall, dark, and handsome thing you've got going on.
Oh, a soft side, huh? Well, what if I don't? What if I like things a little rough?
Well, I'd say you have to show me just how rough you like it.
You are something else. A rush of adrenaline goes through me at your words. You put your hands on my chest and push me until I'm reclining back on the couch, with your legs straddling me. I hold you by the hips as you start to grind down onto my lap. You look down at me with this little teasing grin. If you like it rough, then I'll just have to give you what you want. I sit up and quickly, easily flip our positions. You're below me now, and I waste no time kissing you again. I drag my lips across your jaw and down to your neck. You squirm beneath me, and I know I've found a sensitive spot. I move further and further down your body until my mouth is at your cleavage. I lift your dress, desperate to get it off you, and you assist me in pulling it over your head. I use my teeth and bite down on the sensitive skin. I suck hard until you're gripping my shoulders and bucking your body against mine. Oh, fuck. I need to see you spread out on my bed, not this cramped leather couch. Come on, we're going to the bedroom. I offer you my hand and you take it. I lead you away from the living room and down the hall. I guide you backwards until the back of your knees hit the edge of my bed. I lift you up around your hips, drop you onto the linen duvet and push your legs apart.
You always take what you want without asking.
Well, I am your employer tonight, after all.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too hot for most platforms. To listen to the full story, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your account today. As a free user, you can listen to a selection of full-length free stories every month. And if you upgrade to premium, you instantly unlock hundreds of stories and guides. What are you waiting for? Go sign up now.